Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I hope your weekend was good. Mine was extremely busy. My wife had to work on Saturday and she also had a friend's baby shower yesterday, so a good chunk of the weekend I was kind of by myself doing the dad thing, but yeah, it was pretty tiring, but when my wife got home yesterday, she kind of freed me of my responsibilities and I got some downtime, which was nice. I have a feeling these next few episodes will be pretty video game focused. If you're at all into video games, you know that E3 is happening, and we've already had a few press conferences and some new game trailers and announcements. E3 is kind of it's a magical time of year. It's just a fun time to kind of look ahead at the world of video games and see some new stuff, get some more information about stuff that you've been waiting on for a while. And I really live for the new stuff. I really get excited by new ideas in video games. But sequels are cool. I mean, it's just a necessary thing. I think, you know, these games are just so large now that you need kind of a sure bet, and a good way to do that is to develop kind of a franchise and pump out sequels. And unlike movies, usually games, the sequels are better than the originals. So things started off, I watched all three of the conferences so far. The first one I watched was EA's press conference, which was on Saturday. And there was nothing too out of the blue for EA. They're really pumping Battlefield, which I've kind of dabbled in those games, but I haven't really, I'm not a huge Battlefield fan. I know with my EA Access, they usually give you like a 10-hour trial of their games, and that's usually enough for me. I wouldn't play any more than that. They announced, obviously, updates to all their sports games, and then the stuff that I was interested in was a sequel to Unravel, which is kind of an indie platformer, which looks really neat. And then they also announced that they partnered with another indie developer, and they brought this woman developer onto the stage, and she explained the game, which the name is now escaping me, of course, but the initials were SOS, and it looks like a really neat game, something that I'm a big fan of kind of unique storytelling, and it looked like this game was kind of doing that, and I was really impressed by the trailer. That was pretty much it for EA. Nothing too groundbreaking, nothing kind of out of the blue. Next was Microsoft, and I actually thought their conference was today, but turns out it was yesterday, and Microsoft, I gotta give it to them. They've kind of had Sony beating them down for the past couple of years. But it seems like they're slowly getting back up on their feet. They announced some acquisitions of studios. One was Ninja Theory, which I've had a good relationship with some of their past games, and that's a good get for Microsoft for them to create something new and exciting and fresh. And yeah, I think what Microsoft needs is some new ideas, and the fact that they've announced, you know, building new studios and kind of acquiring some studios, I think that gives them a good portfolio kind of moving forward. The big highlight from their conference was Cyberpunk 2077, which is CD Projekt Red's new game, the guys that made The Witcher. This is kind of their sci-fi RPG, which looks really cool. They didn't show any gameplay, but just kind of the tone and setting looks really neat. They announced a new Halo, which, yeah, I don't know. The last few Halo games really haven't grabbed me. But they announced it's a new engine and kind of a new thing, so I'm hoping they take that series in a new direction. And they announced Gears 5, which I was a huge Gears of War fan when the first one came out. I loved it. I played so much multiplayer. The second one, I finished it. The multiplayer was kind of broken, and I didn't play it as much. And then the third one, I never finished the campaign, and I barely touched the multiplayer. The fourth one I kind of enjoyed, but I didn't get too far in, and I rarely touched the multiplayer. But after seeing kind of the reveal of Gears 5, I actually played some more Gears 4 later that day, and I was enjoying what I was playing, and it's like, why did I put this game down? And yeah, I was in the mood for Gears, and kind of seeing that new trailer kind of has me excited for Gears of War. After Microsoft was Bethesda's conference, and I thought they had a really good showing. They showed Rage 2, which I don't think's for me, but it looks kind of neat. Rumor has it that this was a Mad Max game, and they had the license pulled from them, and so they rolled it into Rage 2, which is a very similar setting, kind of that post-apocalyptic desert setting. Yeah, not for me, but it looks kind of cool. They revealed a sequel to Doom, which looks neat. I'm sure it's going to be more of the same, which if you liked Doom, I'm sure that's great for you. There's a new Wolfenstein game. I'm still need to play Wolfenstein 2. I was kind of waiting for maybe a Switch version to play, because I thought that would be a cool game to play at work. And then the big games were Fallout 76, which going into it, I was not really that excited, but as they started explaining more of it, I actually pre-ordered it as I was watching it. Yeah, the idea of having a multiplayer in Fallout seems really cool, and it seems really ambitious, and I I kind of buy into what they're selling me. And then they kind of announced two games, which I'm sure won't be out for many, many years. And that was Starfield, which was a new IP. And then the sequel to Skyrim, Elder Scrolls 6, 5, whatever the next one is. Which the internet kind of lost their mind about. I'm not a huge Elder Scrolls guy, so I'm more excited about Starfield, but yeah, that conference kind of sold me on the new Fallout, which I know a friend who's really hardcore into that series, and I know he'll be picking it up, so it would be really neat to get together with him and play online in the Fallout universe. Yeah, so today I think is who's left. I think Ubisoft, Square Enix, and Sony, I think, are tonight. So yeah, I'll try and catch those throughout the day and tonight. And I'm sure tomorrow will be another little recap of E3, and I'm sure the rest of this week will be pretty video game focused, but we'll see how that goes. All right, well, I should get to work, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.